Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if you're gonna buy new, it's so expensive to jump into it. And when I bought that 705 the first time, it was $150 cheaper than I bought it this time. Icon jacked their prices up. So I have more money into my 705 now than I did before, but the plus side, and this is, I knew I was getting into this mess, and I kind of did it deliberately. The 705 is like a Swiss Army knife, and you can kind of adapt it to do anything. So I've got a little bit of money in the amps. I need to get an HF amp. I have a tuner that I've only got a couple bucks into. You know, it's the accessory stuff. Like, it's got a $350 cage on it. You don't have to do that, but I love those cages, and I think they're worth the investment to protect the expensive radio. So you could kind of go that, I mean, maybe, you could go that route and then tailor it to what your focus is at that time, like get a 2-meter amp for relatively inexpensive, and but you're still going to be better off finding a used one. I just think you're going to be somewhere in the ballpark of $600 to $700 would be my guess for a clean 706 or a clean 857.
Yeah, you know, I may, if I don't find anything, I may hit that one guy up that has the 7000 on Facebook and see what I can do with that one, because I'd like to get something, you know, like I was telling you last night, I want to get those parts for the antenna. I got 2 weeks off coming up, and I would love to knock some projects out and get some of this stuff set up so I can play with it the rest of the winter.